We could say that these words of honoring, respecting, allowing experience are maybe flavors of wise attitude, of a skillful a relationship to experience. And yet sometimes we can invite those relationships through bringing those words in to our mind. And yet, there are times when whatever is happening is so sticky or such a deep old conditioning that's very challenging to meet experience in that way. It is true that whatever is arising, and I think this too, this is really the wisdom side of honoring, respecting, allowing. Every single experience is just Dharma unfolding. It's just experience pointing out Dharma nature to us, sometimes in ways that are particularly challenging. We see more the dukkha side of it, but we're not really noticing it as dukkha. We are in the dukkha. So, while every experience, we can bring that memory in or that recollection in, it's just impermanent experience arising. That's what's happening. That's another way to support the wise attitude. But there are times when the mind is not really able to shift towards wise attitude. It's really caught. And so that what we've talked about in terms of working with difficulty, first of all, noticing that relationship caught is happening, maybe noticing how solid or stable or how sticky something feels. It's like this thing that's arising, it feels like it's going to last forever. It doesn't feel like it's changing. It's got a really sticky feeling to it. And so noticing what you are noticing. We talked this morning about appreciating the noticing, even if it's something that feels difficult or unpleasant. And so, that's a way to begin when something feels challenging to notice that it is challenging and notice the relationship. But as we talked about yesterday, if it gets worse, if it feels like it's getting more and more sticky, more and more tied up in knots, then it's time to do something. I'm not going to go into all the varieties of tools. I talked more about that during the longer retreat that we had in November. But that there's a place for your tools, whatever supports you, to stabilize, balance, settle reactivity. It might be opening your eyes or taking a walk. It might be bringing metta in, the practice of metta. It might be directing the attention away from what's happening, like a skillful ignoring, just redirecting the attention or opening the experience to notice there's many other things going on in the present moment besides that one thing that seems so sticky. So there's lots of tools, ways that we can work with experience when it's too sticky. And yet, again, would like to encourage this to try first the perspective of, can this be honored? Can this be allowed? If fear's arising, can the mind, can I respect that fear is arising and just be with it? Sometimes if we have a difficult emotion and a friend comes and sits with us, it's easier to hold it. It's easier to be with it. And so this kind of sense of the friendly accompanying the being with of awareness can be supportive. Maybe trying that before you shift to some practice to Feel like, okay, this is a problem. I need to fix something. Noticing what the motivation is for bringing in those tools.